The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. After a week one disappointment, the Carolina Panthers are on the road hoping to stop a Buffalo Stampede. The head coach says it's not enough to play hard. The Panthers must play smart to win on Sunday. The Huddle has your total access field pass from the home opener at Bank of America Stadium.
1, 2, 3, yes!
This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network, and you've stepped into the Huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera.
Throw it! Everything you got! Get the ball out!
It's been strictly business this week on the practice fields here at Bank of America Stadium. The Panthers know how they must respond to the week one loss, and Coach Rivera set the tone early, imploring his team to play smart and eliminate the costly mental mistakes. Cam Newton says that all needs to start with him.
Our whole focus right now is worrying about Buffalo Bills. We got to put a microscope to things and say, hey, we got to focus on this particular day. And, you know, with that, you know, we're not even looking, you know, to Sunday right now. We're trying to maximize our opportunity, correct the corrections out on practice, because the practice tend to carry over during the game. So for us, we're trying to make each and every mistake, you know, correct it, you know, leading up to game time.
Hello and welcome into the Panthers Huddle. I'm Mick Mixon. He's Coach Ron Rivera. We're so excited you're here. We've been waiting all week to talk some football with you. And Coach, as your team heads to Buffalo for an all-important, a pivotal second week, your message to them has been clear this week. You not only want them to play hard and fast, but also smart. So how have they responded to your challenge?
You know, Mick, I believe it's been a really good week. We did a lot of good things. We really focused in on things that we needed to correct and get better at. And I thought the guys responded very well. So it'll be interesting. I really do look forward to us playing well today.
Go on the road as we take our first look at this week's opponent, the Buffalo Bills. What kind of a football team are they, Coach?
You know, they're talented. They've got some pretty good talented players at the right spots. You know, I think their running back tandem is with Spiller is very good. I like E.J. Manuel. Their quarterback is good, young, athletic quarterback who's got a good arm, and then their wide receivers have speed. So there at the athletic positions, they've got the kind of guys you need. Their offensive line is a big physical line, and so we've got to make sure we get our hands on them and keep them off of us. And then defensively, they're all over the place in terms of what they want to do. And a big reason is, you know, their defensive coordinator comes from the New York Jets with that blitz package. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Definitely a tough challenge, but one the Panthers think they're up to. Here's what some of the players in the locker room have been saying about it this week.
We want to win every game. So, yes, we should walk in there and be confident enough in ourselves and also in our teammates to say, hey, we're going to win. And we want to win this game, and there's nothing that's going to stop us except ourselves. So if we have that mentality, despite who we're playing, either the Super Bowl champs, defending champs, or the Buffalo Bills, it doesn't matter.
I think every game's a must win. You know, you don't go into a game thinking, oh, if we win this, great. If we lose, oh, well. It's, you know, every game is we're going to win. You know, that's our mindset going in the game is to go with the mindset that we've prepared enough, we've done everything we can to get a win.
We didn't play as well as we'd like to last week. And, you know, coming into this game, you know, you try to better yourself every week and get better through film study and through practice and preparation. And, you know, we're definitely not going to try. We're going to put our best foot forward come Sunday and from the Sundays from there on.
Still to come on the Panthers Huddle. Corner Josh Thomas gets a lesson from our very own professor.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly that. That's exactly what you're doing.
And later, Coach Rivera hits the touchscreen to break down the Buffalo Bills. But first, total access to your team with sights and sounds from the Panthers home opener.
Be in the moment. In the moment. That's all you got. Every play, that's all you got. Let's go. Dogs on three. 1, 2, 3. Dogs!
Don't leave this stadium saying, I wish I would have did this. Don't leave this stadium saying, I could have did that. Leave it all out on the field, man. And it's all going to come down to one thing, that's execute. No matter what they do, it's all about us, man. Here we go, we got us on three. 1, 2, 3,
us!
Now, I'm about to do some dangerous stuff out here.
Hey, you guys know it. There's been a lot of talking. There's been a lot of practicing. There's been a lot of preparing. Only thing left to do is go play now, all right?
Play ball, come on. slush?
Yesterday, man. Yesterday, man.
I got you, Chris. I got you.
Just take the momentum away from him and just be solid at the point. That's a hell of a job on the boot, though. Great job on the boot. We were in his face right now. He had to throw it. Nice job.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers.
As the Panthers travel to Buffalo, its young secondary prepares for another valuable chapter in its growth process. One of this unit's rising star is third-year cornerback Josh Thomas. Now, this young man has a reputation for being very physical, getting in your face. But sometimes that can get you into trouble. Now, sometimes it takes an old dog to teach a youngster a new trick or two. Well, welcome Between the Lines. I'm with Josh Thomas. And I tell you what, I know that you can go ahead and press. Mm-hmm. But what I want to show you is press motor and why you want to do it when you don't want to go ahead and press, but still have the same look.
Right.
So what I want to show you, first of all, say the ball is inside right here.
Okay.
I'm going to line up on top of you, and I want you to just come off the line nice and easy and go. I backed up, nothing lost, now I'm going to make you restart.
All right.
So I'm back pulling, make it look like I'm going to press you up in your face, but I'm going to make you restart. And when I make you restart, then we're going to go through the route and hopefully it throws off the timing. So let's flip it to the other side, and now ball is inside. And I want you to get in press mode because you're really aggressive. Mm-hmm. And go. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly that. That's exactly what you're doing. You're going to make sure you stop me, but you want me to declare my route.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and run a – I'm going to tell you what
you route
I'm
going to run. You don't tell me what route
you're going to do. And then you're just going to do your thing.
All right.
Press motor. And now, see how now see what you're doing right there? Now, you stack me.
Mm-hmm.
You just stack me.
Right.
I'm not stacking you. You just stack me, and you can still read
– right in the hip.
Right here in the
hips. Shoulder.
You can read the back show. You can read all the stuff
nice.
Because you press motor. Now, do what you normally do, and what do you normally do on press?
What I normally do, I do a kick step, and give about two yards to ground, let the receiver dance. And then about the third yard, he's ready to clear where he goes, and that's when I counter punch, and then I run.
Okay, so I'll be the receiver, and now do what you normally
sure.
do. Nice.
But
nice.
with the motor, and that would be a nice changeup, so I want to work so hard.
You don't have to down. Work as hard. And what is a great changeup is you're backpedaling and you're telling me, hey, just declare your route. I want you just to clear your route.
Yeah, that's nice.
Give me one more press motor and I see.
Okay.
Now, this is how we practice it so that you know. If I take a step off the line, you better be going
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
exactly. If I take a step off the line, you better be going back.
Yeah.
Ready? Good. If I take a step off the line, you better be going back. Good. Now, here's a route. And look at the seat, and you're on top of me.
Right.
And that's exactly what you want to do on press motor.
That's nice. I like that.
No doubt. You do a great job, man.
Right.
Use
appreciate
that.
It. Appreciate
Between
that.
The lines, Josh Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eugene, thanks. And don't think we won't be watching on Sunday to see if Josh is able to use some of what he just learned from you in that Buffalo game. Well, let's shift gears now to the other side of the ball and the offensive line. For the Panthers, this is a unit that is trying to find its rhythm, trying to keep the same five guys on the field. But because of injury, it's been tough to develop any synchronicity. Gary Williams was lost in the first quarter of last week's game with a season-ending knee injury, and that started a shuffle at the two guard spots, and it went on for most of the game. An old guard himself, Mike Kraft, has more as he takes us inside the huddle.
If you just look at the numbers, especially the rushing average from Sunday's opener against the Seattle Seahawks, you might think it was just another day at the office for the Panthers' offensive line.
D'Angelo Williams breaks one tackle, breaks another, 20 to the 15, spins to the 14-yard line, another first down.
But when starting guard Gary Williams went down, it set off a changing of the guards that resembled musical chairs.
Chris Scott coming in and starting for us at the left guard position, then switching over to the right guard position, then Jeff Byers coming in and playing the right guard position, then Chris going back to the left. I thought they did a nice job.
Fortunately for the Panthers, they have developed the kind of depth, thanks to recent signings, to beef up the offensive line. It will also help weather storms like this.
We've had a lot of reps this preseason, and everybody who played has had opportunities to play in those positions. So, you know, we always say next man up.
Chris Scott, massive 6'4", 325-pound guard out of Tennessee, is not the type of guy who will easily be pushed around. He got the start against the Seahawks and easily made the switch to his natural right guard spot. Travell Wharton continues to shake off the rust from a year-long layoff and provide the type of veteran savvy that makes him a natural fit. Wharton returns to the team in a much different role than he held before. I guess you could call him a Lego lineman, a player you can plug in and play at a number of positions.
It was fun getting back out there, man. Last time I was in a football game, it was a long time ago, especially here. So it was a good thing getting back out there.
Black 80, hut!
You know, it's a lot of trust that come with it. You know, trust the coaches trust that I can come in there and help out and whatever we need. And I'm just a piece of the puzzle, man. You know, it's a great group of guys here. I want to fit in whatever so we can get them W's, man.
Wharton, along with Jeff Byers, provide the kind of versatility required on a 53-man roster. Byers, who can play center and guard, became a valuable sub during the stretch run last season.
Versatility is absolutely critical in the NFL at the offensive line position, just because they're not going to keep enough guys and dress enough guys on Sunday to fill two full lines.
And that's what you pride yourself on, don't you?
Yeah, you got to be able to play multiple positions, and you got to be able to play positions without practicing them.
Amini Silatolu's return to practice this week could make this group even stronger. Silatolu put in long hours with Panthers athletic trainer Ryan Vermillion and his staff after straining his hamstring. So far, so good. Now he hopes to continue the improvements he made heading into his second season.
Felt good. Everything felt great. A little sore at times with my hammy, but I feel like I'm 100 right now, so I'm good to go.
As you watched on Sunday, was it interesting to see the rotation?
A little bit, especially when Gary went down. But, I mean, we had the guys to back him up, so I feel like we didn't miss a step with that.
When you can't find the Panthers tickets you want or use the Panthers tickets you bought, buy and sell worry-free with NFL Ticket Exchange at NFL.com, powered by Ticketmaster. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. The Panthers huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind.
Today, the Big Blue Cathedral is full, and it is on and popping. Finally, it's opening day in the National Football League. We wait all year for it, and the 2013 season is now. Cam Newton takes a look at Steve Smith, throws it to him. Complete thinking will be a first down.
Steve Smith
is incredible. Newton fakes play action, looks end zone, goes end zone. Caught, Carolina leads, touchdown. Steve Smith from Cam. 80 yards, 6-3 Carolina. Here's Marshawn Lynch trucking right. Oh, taken down from behind, a loss on the play back to the 15-yard line. Here's a blitz coming out of the middle. Godfrey sack of Russell Wilson at the 45.
Play. Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. Number 90, 16 yards. And number 90's actions disqualified himself from the game.
Not very smart football on the part of the Panthers. First Carolina down. 7, Seattle Seahawks 3. Russell Wilson back there patting the football. Backside pressure coming. Johnson racks him up. Ball loose. Big scramble for it. The Panthers may have it. It's Panther ball.
Charles Johnson got the sack and picks up the fumble.
Up to the right, once again working the right sideline, and it is going to be a long pass into the end zone, caught for a touchdown. Fumbled the football! Fumbled it at the 8-yard line. Seattle ball.
The stats are not going to bear out how well they played defensively.
I mean, what they did to Marshawn Lynch today was
slow to
terrific.
Come.
And that's your ball game. Seahawks 12. Carolina 7.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
Coach Rivera, in our last segment, Mike Kraft talked about some of the problems that a revolving door at guard can create. Amini Silatolu remains questionable for this game. But how do you feel as though your guard position's coming right now?
You know, Mick, I thought they handled it very well last week. Unfortunately, Gary Williams got hurt and we lost him for the season. But, you know, Travell Wharton was able to step up, played a few more plays than we really wanted him to play. We moved Chris Scott from left guard back to right guard, which is his more natural position. As we go forward into this week, Emili should play, and he will play at his left guard positions. Chris will stay at the right guard, and then Travell will spell Emili. You know, the one thing you don't want to do is all of a sudden this is Amini's first chance to play. You don't want to expose him to 40, 50, 60 snaps. So we'll have a rotation going, and Jeff Byers will be part of that mix as well.
Coach, how's the health of your football team as we speak?
You know, for the most part, Mick, it's been pretty good. We do have 8 guys on IR, and we got Jonathan Stewart on PUP. You know, hopefully we can get a few more guys back as far as the guys that we'll miss today. You know, Kenyon Barner is a young man that we're really interested in watching him play some football for us. We're excited about who he can be. James Dockery is a guy that helped us last year at corner as well. Big, long, rangy guy that we love to have on the football field as well. So we'll see how that goes as these guys rehab and get ready to play.
Let's move back over to the offensive side for a second. Cam Newton in his third year now. What progress, what development are you seeing in this immensely talented young man?
Yeah, he was very, very efficient last week. You know, I don't think people quite understood that. You know, he did a lot of good things, made some good reads, got the ball out where it needed to be thrown. The hard part was we missed a couple opportunities. You know, he threw some pretty good balls that were dropped, which was disappointing. And then he missed a couple throws. You know, probably the biggest one he missed was Brandon LaFell up the seam. That would have been a great one. One of his reads, I think he was a little bit quick on the read. He threw it to Greg. If he had hitched a little bit, you know, he might have hit Ted Ginn going right through the middle of the defense. So, you know, he's still developing as far as that, but he's done some really good things, and I'm really excited about who he's becoming as a football player.
You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas.
The Play 60 Kid Zone, it's a really great story how this whole thing happened. Last fall, Panther fans through social media won an NFL contest during the Back to Football promotion. The league awarded the team with a $30,000 Play 60 grant. We used that seed money to generate this idea.
Well, the neat thing about this is that the Panthers stepped up to the plate to try and get an opportunity for children to play and get better and healthy. And all the work that you've done, the team's done, Mr. Richardson, is really going to be something that children are going to enjoy here for years to come. We really appreciate it.
Almost there.
This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you in part by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers Huddle continues with your hosts, Mick Mixon and Eugene Robinson.
Time for us to step into the enemy camp. Coach, you're on the road this week facing Buffalo. The Bills played New England tough last week, lost a close one. What is the single biggest challenge that the Bills present?
Well, you know, defensively, Mick, you know, they're a mix of different fronts, different blitzes, different coverages. And, you know, they do that so well that if you get a beat on them, though, you can exploit it.
And one coverage they like to do is cover two. And I want to take us through a cover two and see how you can exploit cover two. And I'm going to stop it, Coach, right as it starts, and then you kind of walk me through where we're trying to exploit it.
Okay, well, really what happened here was with that motion, Tom Brady knows by the tilt of the safeties he has some sort of man. Mm-hmm. And there's a good chance it's two man, just like you're talking about. What he also did, though, was just in case, he changed the protection down here so the back will scan to this side. Because he scans to this side, he's saying these guys, they're just there for show. And so as you run the play, you're going to see exactly what happens. And as we talked about earlier and you pointed out, they're going to try and attack the middle of the defense.
And so we want to get right in here and see if we can put some work in. And Brady, he finds his guy, which is Amendola, middle field, 24 yards, exploiting the Buffalo Bills cover two. Now, I want to flip on the other side and let's see when the defense goes cover two, and let's look at their reaction to a cover two defense. And take me through the front and what the front is doing for the offensive line of the Buffalo Bills.
Well, exactly what you're talking about, Genius. They got him in two zone. Now, what they want to do is they want to exploit the area right underneath the safeties, which they're going to attack. But it's a deeper route, all right? And because it's a deeper route, the quarterback's going to need time. So what they do is they come out, and they've got a five-man protection with one of the tight ends or one of the backs chipping their way out into the route. Because they're chipping their way out into the route, it's going to give the quarterback enough time.
What has to happen is your two interior rushers got to be able to press the pocket, and the defensive ends have got
to guys you talking about
right up here on the inside. These two guys have got to press the pocket, not allow the quarterback the time to set his feet, hitch, and step into the throw. Because he does that, he's got a clean pocket. He has enough time. The receiver comes open right in the middle, like you talked about, for the big catch.
And see, that's what A.J. Manuel does. He's relying on those big guys to keep him at bay so he can throw clearly down the field.
The neat thing about E.J., when you really break him down and watch him, he had a lot of poise for a rookie quarterback starting his first game against the New England Patriots. And if you don't get him ruffled, if you don't get him out of his comfort zone, he can do things like that.
How big a component of that, Coach, his poise as a rookie, is knowing that he's got C.J. Spiller, Fred Taylor, two pretty good backs behind him?
You know, that's big. Anytime you've got that kind of firepower as far as being able to hand the ball off or dump it off to a guy like that, you can be a little bit more poised because you know you can rely on them to make plays for you.
They've also got a first-year head coach, Doug Marrone. Does that complicate your preparation for Buffalo?
Yes, it does, because, you know, you don't know a lot about him. But what we had to do is we had to go back and watch some of the Syracuse tape from when he was there at Syracuse last season. So we've watched a lot of that. We've watched a lot of the preseason games trying to get a good feel for who they are in terms of an offense.
You know, but football always comes down to one thing. I don't care who you line up against, you just got to beat that guy in front of you.
Yes, you do. It's all about blocking and tackling.
Blocking and tackling.
All right, X's and O's, Carolina Panthers, Buffalo Bills. We got an exciting road trip planned, the first game of the 2013 season road-wise, as the Panthers head to Buffalo to face the Bills of the AFC North. Kickoff scheduled for 1 o'clock, Ralph Wilson Stadium. Fox Sports has got the TV broadcast, but you join Eugene, Zoke, and me on the radio side for our call of the game on your local Panthers radio network station. Coach, what do you think is the one thing you're carrying in your mind that will represent a key to a Panther victory?
Put points up on the board. You know, we had a chance last week. We didn't do it. But this week, I think if we can take advantage of the opportunities we'll have, put some points on the board with the way we're playing defense, we got a very good chance.
Good luck in the game, Coach. Thanks for your time. All right, for Ron Rivera, for Eugene Robinson, this is Mick Mixon. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.